ever get in a he said, she said situation, before you make a move, get an official sign-off. I have my clients sign off on everything, probably to the point of being slightly annoying, but it's really important to avoid misunderstandings. Getting a sign-off from your client, team member, or direct report will protect you from accusations or wrong assumptions later. It's very easy for misunderstandings to occur or even for people to forget what they told you. I'm actually guilty of doing this with my own team, expecting something different when I've already verbally signed off on another direction. That's why written sign-offs are critical, especially if the task is something that is difficult or impossible to reverse. The pitch challenge today, get it in writing. If you've had a verbal conversation with someone and been given direction from a boss or a client, back it up with a quick email that summarizes the conversation and direction. It won't be weird because you'll just say, I want to make sure I got all the details correct from our conversation. Can you please review and then confirm with a response of okay? Now you have it in writing too. If someone changes his or her mind later, then you can point back to the approved directive you received. The point of this is not to just protect yourself, but also to ensure you are understanding exactly what's needed. Plus, when you ask someone to sign off on a direction, that person will be more careful to review what was requested before giving you the okay to proceed.